Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
Hi, I'm Marianne Flynn. Okay, so I don't really know what I believe because I'm a pretty indecisive person about basically everything. And I don't know if there's a God. I don't know why things happen. I don't know if there's a reason why things happen. I feel as though religion is created to answer all the questions that we don't know how to answer. For example, people always want to know what happens after you die. So people came up with the idea of heaven and hell. Also, a common question I've heard is what our purpose is on earth, thus the idea of a higher power like God. I believe oftentimes in most religions, people are told what to believe. But I believe that beliefs should change and develop into something meaningful to you. I learned a lot about what I believe throughout my entire life. Even though I don't know exactly what I believe yet, I know that my beliefs will change, and there are a lot of things I don't really know if I believe because there are so many questions about life that I still can't answer myself. But I do know that many of my beliefs will change over the course of my life. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kai Jensen. That's just so you're not lost, like, midway through the speech. We as humans work better together. It's a well-known fact. Sure, sometimes there are disagreements and arguments, but in the end, it's always better to work with someone. Currently, I don't have any huge goals in mind, but when I do, I won't hesitate to reach out for advice. This is one of the many characteristics that represent who I am. I am someone who is not afraid to ask for help, try something new, help someone else. Obviously, I could keep going on for a while, as could really anyone, but I want to get across the larger pieces of the puzzle that I am. One of the most frequently asked questions in our world today is, do you believe in God? Personally, no. Do I have an issue with anyone that does? Absolutely not. We all have different perspectives on life, and no one has the right to judge each other. Unless, of course, what they believe in is just morally wrong, just cruel. Then they need to be talked to. But back to the point. I don't regard me not believing in God as a negative or positive attribute of mine. It is simply a part of me. There are certain qualities that cannot be described as bad or good. For example, your nationality. Should you be proud of it? I say no. Why, you ask? Well, did you decide where you were going to be born? There's nothing wrong with being thankful for where you live, but pride is something else. The things that we can be prideful in are obstacles or paths to a goal that we have conquered. And even then, being humble doesn't hurt. As a man who went by St. Augustine once said, it was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. You're probably thinking, Kai, didn't you just say that you don't believe in God? Why would you choose a quote from a religious figure? Well, although this is a religious quote, the message and purpose is still there, which makes it fine. Now back to the main point, qualities of myself. We all have unique or important aspects that separate ourselves from one another. I think for me, that's my constant reminder to try and help others. This was something that was necessary, it's always been necessary for humanity's survival. If we were not to assist each other in desperate times, who knows if the world would be where it is today, if we would even be alive. Helping others not only aids the person who requires assistance, but it makes the person receiving the help want to do the same thing for others. This just leads to a chain of people helping each other. By spreading our positive qualities among others, we create a better world, which is the ultimate goal of our species, to create a better world. not for the people to fight over power, not to rid of anyone that doesn't appeal to your likings, not to become as rich as possible, and not to deceive anyone into false ideas for your own benefit, or not for any selfish reasons, but to simply make the world a better place.
Good morning, I'm Chloe. The universe, an endless expanse of swirling stars and dancing dust, ever changing, never the same from one day to the next. I believe that the universe represents my beliefs. My beliefs are different every day, shaped by the people and the events around them. I cannot choose one set of beliefs that encompass everything I tune my heart to, but rather, I can create a simple list of how I wish to live my life. I believe that accepting who I am and being independent is the first step. Making my own decisions is very important to me. I hope I will always be able to support myself without depending on others. This way I can harbor self-confidence and reach for the stars. My deepest commitment is to playing my instrument, percussion. I'm not really sure about the exact reason why I love it. I just float on the adrenaline while I play and swim in the joy and satisfaction later. There is nothing else like the feeling of just having performed a perfect concert. Making music is the thing I love most about my life. Having a hobby that you will always love is important. It offers an escape when things go wrong, and you can always depend on it to cheer you up. Appreciating nature connects me with something larger than myself. It is a special connection to the world that makes me feel whole. I cannot even begin to describe the contentedness I feel when I notice a single water drop perch precariously on the edge of a verdant leaf, or the way the clouds seem to slide across the sky on a clear day. I am glad I have figured out how to overlook the negatives once in a while and just observe the sun shining through. My dreams and hopes give meaning to my life. I hope to have many adventures, to travel all over the world. I dream of becoming a musician and experiencing the great feeling of performing almost every day. Everyone has goals they hope they can accomplish. Goals give a sense of purpose to a life, an end to reach. I believe in maintaining an open mindset and having the courage to follow these goals. All in all, I wish to get a lot out of my time on this earth. After all, I have been given the gift of life. Why not stretch it to its full potential?
Good morning. My name is Neil Anslom. I often avoid the question and what I believe in, but it was not that I did not want to say. Rather, it was I had really no idea. This year in coming of age class, we focused on our values in our lives. And rather think about God and what he did for us, I tried to figure out what makes me, me. And I came to the conclusion that every person in life is shaped by the actions they take. My idea makes people who they are today. And maybe life events show us our most important values. I have proof to back my idea up. Throughout my life, I have learned my true values by going through great experiences and even some tough ones. I have a quick story, and even though my mom's going to kill me for telling it, I'm going to tell it anyway. Even though the story does not show how wonderful of a kid I am, it really did change my outlook on the meaning of life. In this past summer, I was involved in a little bit of trouble. I was grouped with the kids that were caught throwing eggs at people on the sidewalks of my town. Even though I did not throw anything, I was still in trouble. At first thought, I thought my mom was going to kill me. Surprisingly, my mom took it more as a learning experience than anything else. At the time, my only excuse for doing something so stupid was that I was a teenager, and that's what teens do. And as those first few days went by of the incident, the only thing I would tell myself was to forget about it. But you know, looking back on this story, I find a greater lesson, other than don't throw eggs at people. The more meaningful lesson I was able to uncover was that every choice in my life directly affects me and the people around me, whether it be good or bad. Criminal stories is not the only thing that gives me perspective on life. Sports has really taught me a lot. I've learned the true meaning of sacrifice, commitment, and teamwork. I hope to continue to play sports for my whole life, and not only because I love to be active It has taught me some of the most important lessons I will ever learn. I mean, isn't that what life's all about? Dealing with situations that occur in your life. I believe life is like a story, and you're the author. Even though it might be cliche, I really do believe it. No one decides their fate. There is no God that controls you. It's only you in the driver's seat, and everybody's there along for the ride. Thank you.
Good morning. My name's Alan Davis Swing. Humans always ask questions. How did we get here? Why are we here? What is the larger purpose in life? We yearn to seek greater knowledge of how the world around us functions. One question that arises often is, what is God? My 12-year-old self explored this question thoroughly in 7th grade. The year was relatively uneventful, and I often found myself alone pondering this question. Initially, in my head, I had pictured a great, all-knowing, kind, generous, and loving overseer. That was God. But maybe not. God could be an individual who has the best of intentions, but can't control every aspect of life. Or worse, what if God wasn't even forgiving? Cruel, even. I personally would like to believe that God is kind. However, when I dig deeper, I find that I do not truly accept this image in my mind. Watching my uncle suffer and die from leukemia at the age of 33, the sudden death of my grandmother, and seeing my close friend fear for his life during the attacks on Paris made me question how God can be kind and loving given all of the awful events that occur every day. So as I consider this deeper, my viewpoint has evolved. I cannot see a higher being above us, controlling or guiding us. I have come to see that every single individual has free will and controls themselves. Virtue and vice exist in everyone, even if there seems to be little order. This reminds me of the story of two wolves from Cherokee origin, their story behind explaining how people make choices and the battle that happens inside individuals really speaks to me. They believe that individuals have two wolves inside of them. One wolf represents good, the opposing evil. The story represents how a member of society needs to help and act, not only themselves, but the overall societal group. These two wolves fight inside each individual, attempting to obtain dominance over the other. Every action you do feeds one of the wolves inside of you, respectively, dictating which one will prevail. So where I have come to for myself is that it is ultimately up to you what you choose and which wolf you feed. I personally believe that there is not someone watching us, and even if there was, they have given up on us completely. Humans are alone, and our own goodwill has to run the world. Kindness and hostility both exist in the world, and it is our responsibility to choose who and what we want to be. We have to be our own person and strive to raise the quality of our life as well as others. I would like to thank Johanna and Mike, my mentor, for helping me and guiding me along this program, and of course my parents who have given me support as well.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Deirdre Corrigan, and I wasn't really sure how to get started, so I've decided to read a poem I wrote in English this year that I think describes me pretty well. It's called Life's a School. My Irish heritage shines through my skin, creating my eyes, my hair, and all my physical features. My family shapes my interests, from the home on the volleyball court I share with my sister, to the love for adventure my brother teaches me so well. I am always learning and changing. My friends have shifted throughout the years, supplying with both good and bad experiences. Like any teenager, phases come and go like the tides, from excessive macaroni and cheese to wild runaway dreams of being a rock star. I am always learning and changing. My school is filled with unique people, stressing about essays, drama, or sports teams. I am a member of this community, anticipating the dismissal bell that takes years to arrive, to go home, finish homework, and finally relax. I am shaped by everyday events and always discovering more about myself. I am always learning and changing. To start off, I would like to tell you a little bit about myself. I am an avid procrastinator. So writing that poem was absolute torture. And so was writing this credo. But in the end, it helped me discover more about who I am and what I believe in. So with the help of my amazing mentor, B, and my family, I was finally able to sit down and really think about what I would like to say to the USR community today about who I am. The first thing that you should know is that my family is incredibly important to me. I couldn't ask for a more supportive set of parents, a mom who cares so much, listens to all my problems, and is always willing to jam out with me, or a dad who does as much for me, like working out with me and always pushing me to my limit. I'm also lucky to have my siblings, Brennan and Pat. They played one of the largest roles in shaping who I am today, with both of them as role models, learning from their accomplishments and their mistakes. Overall, I couldn't ask for a better, more loving group of people that make me happy every day. My extended family is very, very big. All of my grandparents are so loving, and I share so many laughs with all of them, from beating Grandma in Rummy Cube, battling for the last swim with Grandma Tisha, and catching the dollar that my grandpa drops. I also failed, too. I'm also so grateful for all of my cousins, especially Mariah, Barry, and Matt, who I can always count on to make me laugh and go on adventures with. Another important aspect of my life is volleyball. I play for Ramsey High School and Diggs Volleyball Club. Volleyball is definitely one of my passions and is certainly my favorite hobby. Not only does it teach me about hard work and discipline in the game, but it also teaches me that I need to work hard to achieve the results I want in other functions in life, such as school. Hard work is one of the things I have faith in. Other than hard work, I believe in love and the goodness in people. I don't have to experience a prominent event to know that there are good people in this world, because it surrounds me every day within my family and in my community with my wonderful friends. And even though I haven't experienced much and I haven't figured out the world at 15 years old, that doesn't mean I haven't learned from events and developed certain values because of them. I have learned to forgive people, have self-respect, to always stand your ground, and to push through adversity. To go into a more spiritual sense, I would like to talk about my late grandpa Pops. He was an incredibly kind, witty, and generous man. When he passed, my family decided to see a medium, Ro. I can say that I truly believe in a life after death because of the experiences she has brought my family. She says things that no one could know but Pops, and this helped me believe that there was something more after life, that a person's soul has purpose, and that there is eternal happiness. My medium experience helped me realize that you have to live your life to the fullest while you have it and give true meaning to your life. I'm incredibly excited for my future and learning more about who I am and what I believe in. In the end, my torturous English poem and the coming of age program did me a huge favor. They taught me that I am shaped by everyday events and I am constantly learning and changing.